From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
To play football.
Football's football.
All right, we are learning that football is football, and we got to run an offensive lineman, as you suspected.
Yeah.
We are covering the draft here.
It was flipped, though.
Spencer Fano, yep. Utah, went number 9 to Cleveland.
And I really thought that was going to be Francis Mauinoa, the lineman out of Miami. I thought Cleveland was going to go O-line. They just took a different O-lineman than I thought.
So he goes to the Giants.
Yeah.
At pick, number 10.
Pick later. So, yeah, there will be a run on O-linemen. I think you're going to get 8, 9, maybe 10 of them in the first round. These were both kind of the elite tackles, although some people think Mauinoa may kick in and play guard or can. I don't love Fano as much as the next guy. He is an elite athlete. I just was never overly impressed. But, again, people love athletes, and he is more of the traditional tackle body, whereas Mauinoa is more compact. So maybe that's ultimately why Cleveland decided to go that.
And the Cowboys have just traded up, moved up one spot for this number 11 pick.
Oh, it's the Cowboys now, huh?
Yes. Yeah. And the Dolphins moved back. Is that right?
Yeah, traded the Dolphins. Yeah.
And so Miami, the Cowboys. And Miami was a team that needed everything. So again, makes sense that they're moving down to acquire picks.
So what are the Cowboys doing here?
Well, again,
Reuben Bain?
Caleb Downs?
If you're thinking elite, the elite players, like a lot of the elite position guys are gone. Best receiver gone, best corner gone, best edge rusher gone. The one that's elite left is the safety. You know, is this Caleb Downs? Be interested to see. Because there's not many of the truly elite, like number one at their position that is left.
Okay, so the Cowboys, the pick is in at 11. Dolphins on the clock. At 12, then you go Rams, Ravens, Bucks, 13, 14, 15. Just a quick recap while we wait to find out who Dallas took. Mendoza 1 to the Raiders. David Bailey 2 to the Jets, the edge rusher from Texas Tech. Cardinals took Jeremiah Love 3, Notre Dame running back. Carnell Tate, Ohio State wide receiver, 4 to the Titans. Arvell Reese, Giants. He's the edge rusher out of Ohio State. Chiefs traded up to number 6 and took cornerback out of LSU, Mansoor Delaney.
Delane.
Sonny Styles, linebacker Ohio State, goes to Washington at 7. Jordan Tyson, wide receiver Arizona State, goes number 8 to the Saints. And he broke down.
Oh, yeah.
On his
very emotional.
On his walk to the podium. Spencer Fano, Utah, offensive tackle to the Browns. And then, as you said, Maui Goa. Giants at 10. Cowboys, the pick is in. So we'll see what they do.
They need defensive help. I just don't know if there's. I don't think there's another linebacker. Edge, do you ignore?
Is Bain? Is,
that's
like,
what I'm
is
saying.
He,
like, how far does Reuben Bain?
Yeah.
Some people think Bain's a top 3 player in this draft.
His little baby arms?
I'll tell you what. It's why he's fallen. So, I mean, is this Bain? Moving up, though, this feels that they need secondary help. There's not a corner here. This feels like Caleb Downs, but I just don't know if there's another, if there's an edge rusher here that they needed to move up to go get.
They're going crazy in that Dallas war room.
That's the other one, too. So to move up and you're that kind of fired up, there's people that think Caleb Downs, like, you hear that there may be 3 truly special players in this draft, and Caleb Downs is one of them. So mm-hmm. to get him at number 11, that's, again, further confirmation of why Dallas maybe wanted to go up. I just don't know if you move up for Reuben Bain,
yeah,
or...
You're right.
Then there's not another linebacker, and it's Sadiq, maybe? Thieneman is 2 people, but again, that seems like you don't need to move up to get those guys.
Yeah, that's a bit of a stretch. I think you're right. I feel like they're going to say they thought Caleb Downs was one of the best players in this draft, and we couldn't believe we got him.
And they're not wrong. This is one of those...
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah.
Another Ohio State stud.
I know, and yet they didn't win.
That would be what, 4 of the top 11?
Yeah. This will go, and they'll have plenty more still to come. This will go down as one of the best teams to never have won a national title, and again, it just comes down to quarterback play.
Dolphins are getting 2 fifth-round picks to move down one spot.
Okay. What do you think the record is for most players from the same team?
Some of those Alabama or Miami teams just, you know. I think
those early 2000 Miami teams.
I think the most in a draft, I think, was 14, if I'm not
mistaken.
From
the same team?
From the same team in one draft. I think it was 14.
What about first rounders?
I think first round's like six.
Six, yeah.
Yeah.
2004 Miami.
Yeah.
Matched by 2021 Alabama.
Yeah, there you go.
So Ohio State has four in the top. Well, if it's Caleb Downs.
Yeah.
They would have, wait, four or five? Yeah, four.
Yeah, four.
In the top 11.
So, yeah, Styles, Reese, Tate.
They got a chance for two more in the first round?
No. McDonald, their defensive tackle, could go in the first round, but it's kind of borderline. That'll be about it as far as the first round. They'll have a couple others that are drafted, but he's the only other guy that could possibly sniff the first round.
All right. We're waiting to get to the podium for Dallas. What else is going on? Diana Rossini has deleted her Twitter.
Mike Vrabel is going to rehab, yeah. AKA. Well, not rehab. He's going to therapy.
But not until Saturday.
Yeah.
Counseling, guys. Counseling.
Boy, what is it like to sit there and tell your wife that you've been stooping a reporter for 6 years and that maybe you're the father of her child? How does that conversation go? What counseling? Dude, just write her do the Kobe Bryant thing. Because Kobe, he bought like a $4 million diamond ring. So, you know, Vrabel, is that what counseling is? Is jewelry shopping? You just have to go and buy. You got to buy like the car, the jewelry, sign over a house. Because there ain't no counseling that you're getting over. Yeah, sorry, honey. I've been sticking it to this reporter behind your back for 6 years and then lying about it.
6 years? I mean, it could be just because the photos are from 2020.
That's true.
It could be way before that.
Oh, my God.
You know, she's been around a while.
Yeah. Is it one thing to find out that you've been cheated on? Is it a whole other thing to find out that you've been cheated on consistently for
that long?
For that long?
Yes.
And that she named the kid after you?
Yeah, at the very least. Yeah, the kid's name's Michael.
Boy. He may take a fork to the eye. Don't go camping, Mike.
Do you think the Titans...
Otani-san!
Never mind.
With the 11th pick... in the 2026 NFL Draft, the Dallas Cowboys select Caleb Downs, defensive back, Ohio State.
Field Yates, player profile.
In just 3 years of college football, Caleb Downs established himself as a dominant player in two of the most prestigious programs in college football history. After spending a year at Alabama, he finished up with two at Ohio State, during which the safety helped the Buckeyes to a national championship during the 2024 season. He had exactly two interceptions in each of his three college campaigns, being utilized as both a box safety and, more occasionally, a deep middle of the field safety. While he may not have dominant size, Downs packs a ton of punch within his frame and is a tone setter with his physicality that can play in any scheme in the NFL.
Yeah, there you go. So the last real elite player is done. The only two positions left that don't have their top guy off the board, tight end and Sadiq, and guard, which is the only kid from Ohio State, those are the only two guys left that would be number one at their position. But they said that this draft was about 9 to 10 guys of the elite guys were through that. Now it's going to get into a lot of what do you think? Because we heard all the time that from about this point to maybe even 45, even 50, it is now all subjective. There is no more consensus on who number two, number three is at each position. And so this is where things are going to get a lot harder to predict. I mean, we've seen some movement, and maybe guys higher than others, but it's the real cast of characters. We haven't really seen anyone yet that's kind of been like, oh, wow, I didn't really put him in this spot. I think you're going to see some guys fall, and you're going to see some guys jump up where you're like, boy, someone's going to go here in the next six or seven picks that I'll bet you someone had as a mid-second round pick.
You know, you got to hand it to Dallas, man. I mean,
they've drafted actually really well.
Well, that's as sure as... I mean, there's no such thing as a sure draft pick.
That
works about as close as it gets,
yes.
Especially at 11.
That works. I mean,
And their defense, you know, the, yep. with all the holes they have on their defense, yep. that's a great pick.
And he's a guy that can come in and be a green dot guy right from the get-go if you want. You can do so many things with him. And this is the these sorts of versatile nickel players is what the NFL loves.
Yep.
I mean, this is – they're going to come out and be like, I've got the best player in the draft, and oh, my God, and we're all drinking Johnny Walker Blue. And they're right. To get this at 11 and only have to give up – what, they give up two fifths to go up and get this? You can't say anything bad about what they did here. That's a nice grab if you're the Cowboys.
Yeah, he's got. Does he have Kyle Hamilton vibes?
Kyle Hamilton's a pterodactyl. he does have Kyle Hamilton vibes, but he's not the athlete and he doesn't have the range. Kyle Hamilton is one of one. He's a freak. But Caleb Downs he's a poor man's Kyle Hamilton, and he just doesn't make mistakes. He just isn't the freak athlete and the size that Hamilton is.
Yeah, they just answered the question I was asking. Ohio State getting four guys in the top 12 is tied for the most ever for one school. It did not say what other schools, but it's tied. So
interesting.
Yeah.
And yet they didn't win.
Yeah, Cornell Tate. What's interesting is, like, their best receiver, like, the number one guy for Ohio State, the guy that went the highest for Ohio State, wasn't even their best receiver.
No.
He's still in college.
He's still in college.
God.
That's how talented that team was.
Yeah, so Cornell Tate, Arvell Reese, Tate to the Titans, Arvell Reese to the Giants, Sonny Styles to Washington, and Caleb Downs to Dallas. So Miami is on the the pick is in for Miami. We'll get to that in a second.
And they need everything. And
then the Rams are on the clock.
So, you know.
What do we think Miami's going to do? Probably another receiver?
At this point, you're just taking the guy that's highest on your board. Like, you need literally everything. So, I mean, this comes down to, like I said, this is where it's going to get way harder to predict. Is it Reuben Bain? Is it Sadiq? Again, do you go with Ione, the elite guard? I mean, you could go a million different directions. Now, receiver, again, Mekhi Lemon, do you think he's the best receiver left?
Oh, like, Tony's on.
Let's find out.
With the 12th pick in the 2026 NFL Draft, the Miami Dolphins select Caden Proctor, tackle, Alabama.
Field Yates. Player profile.
Caden Proctor is a three-year college player with 40 starts in 40 games. He played 2,537 snaps for the Alabama Crimson Tide, all of them at left tackle. He is a gigantic man at 6'7", 352 pounds, with exceptional natural athletic ability. His foot quickness and fluidity is not common for a player of this size. The big question mark with Proctor is not his power. He is like a human forklift, but his consistency and his foot quickness. Some of his bad snaps from the 2025 season left evaluators asking questions, but some of his best snaps from the 2025 season screamed potential franchise left tackle at the NFL. The right offensive line coach is going to be key to the development of Caden Proctor.
I think he's a bust.
Yeah.
I don't like him at all.
Second SEC player in the top 12. Why don't you like him?
I think we, as an NFL community, we fall in love with the enormous human beings, and I don't. He moves poorly.
Well, he wasn't that good in college, was he?
I think he has crappy feet. He gets beat by non-elite edge rushers. I think he's going to have to move inside to guard. I think he's fat. He's 340. He should not be 340.
Well, he's one of the reasons why we thought Alabama was going to be so good, and he was also one of the reasons why Alabama wasn't as great as
we
thought.
Run the football.
Now, to be fair, it's not like I watched every snap of Alabama, but anytime I watch O-linemen, I cannot begin to tell you how unimpressed I was with him, and not against elite players. Like, when you watch Penei Sewell, you're like, okay, yes. Every time I watched Caden Proctor, because he was one of those like prodigies coming out of high school where they're like, oh my, I never saw it, not once. And now you're going to a place in Miami where there's a lot of distractions and it's on a piss poor team. And you're going to say he's your blindside protector? I'll just tell you, that's not one. I just don't like it. I'll never be one that says, and you're a must, you can't miss, or you're a bust. But if I'm a betting man, I do not bet on him. Think of this with O Lyman. He reminds me of, remember DJ Fluker out of Alabama? Remember Alex Leatherwood? There's a lot of Alabama linemen that are these enormous human beings, and they can't move their feet. And I don't care how big you are, if you can't move your feet in this league, you don't succeed very well, and he can't move his feet.
All right, the Rams pick is in, and then it's the Ravens. We'll be right back with more NFL Draft coverage live here on 105.1 The Fan. All right, we're having a little fun here. NFL Draft is going on. The Rams pick is in.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
We are waiting to go to the podium to hear about that. That's the 13th pick. They will be followed by the Ravens at 14, maybe Sadiq, and then the Bucks at 15.
The Rams don't need anything. They're in a win mode now, and so, I mean, they solved their big issue in their secondary, I guess, O-line here. You could always use O-line help, but they don't really need anything. So, I mean, I'm guessing this is just look at your board and best available. So could you... could you see a Mekhi Lemon here? Could you see a Reuben Bain? Could you see a Kenyon Sadiq?
Receiver seems like it maybe need with Puka, his uncertainty, Devontae Adams getting
Devontae
up
Adams
there.
Devontae Adams getting old.
Like, that would be the one spot. You mentioned Lemon.
Yeah.
Seems like that actually might be a good spot.
So Mekhi Lemon, Denzel Boston, Amari Cooper, just kind of a run of those receivers that could be the next guy depending on who you like. Concepcion at Texas A&M, I love. If you trust him to catch the ball a little better, maybe the best athletic guy of that class, so you just really could go anywhere here with the Rams.
I think Lemon would be interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think of him on the next level?
I like him a lot.
Like, he's shifty.
Yes. And he's not as small as you think.
He's not.
He's like 5'11". He's not quite 6 foot, but he's a guy that even at his size, he can play outside and in. I think he's very versatile.
Doesn't he just seem like a Rams kind of receiver?
Yes. And just with McVay, you almost trust when they draft an offensive guy, it's just going to work. And again, uncertainty with Puka, and you could actually make the argument he's kind of a poor man's Puka Nacua, and Devontae Adams is not getting any younger.
That's a good point. I forgot about Nakua's got all kinds of issues. Yeah. He's in rehab right now.
Yeah, this could totally make sense to go with Mekhi Lemon here.
Yeah,
Would totally make sense.
Well, we'll keep an eye out for that. Do you think the Ravens go Sadiq?
Boy, I'll tell you what.
Pick in the 2026 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Rams select Ty Simpson.
Whoa.
Alabama.
Whoa. Wow. Ty Simpson is off the board, and he is a Los Angeles Ram. We will break that.
We have our first.
Oh, we've stopped. They didn't even have the vignette ready for him.
We have our first. What?
Yeah, they're like, just talk. We don't have it ready.
Dude, you just said it, though. When Sean McVay drafts an offensive guy,
he
loves Ty Simpson.
Boy.
No way.
That is.
Wow.
There's always one, right? There's always one. What the F? And this is the definition of what the F. This might be the biggest what the F.
Does it change your mind now? I'm kind of like, yeah, Ty Simpson might be good. Sean McVay likes
him. Yes, that's what I was just saying.
Yeah. I'm going to tell Sean McVay what to think of quarterbacks. Holy God. Although I would like to point out that Kyle Shanahan's the same way, and he loved Trey Lance. So no one's perfect, and he's not going to play right
away.
What
a spot for Ty Simpson, though.
If you're Ty Simpson, you should be thanking.
Yep.
Tom Cruise, Buddha, Allah, got all of it, that you just landed in the perfect spot. You're not going to have to play for at least a year. You get to learn behind one of the great quarterbacks of your generation. You get handed a bevy of weapons, and you get to suckle at the power teat of one of the best offensive minds of the last 30 years.
Wow.
In a team that is in a Super Bowl win now, like right now, you probably have another year of Matthew Stafford. There was no other tools in the shed for you to grab and play?
Well, like you just said, they have everything.
I guess.
So they're like, why not?
Well, I mean, look, you have to have a transition plan from...
Screw it.
You have to have a transition plan from Matthew Stafford. So maybe because you don't need anything, this is your transition plan. You know, the scuttlebutt was that Burrow may be forcing his way out of Cincinnati, and that maybe that was one where the Rams would just... would go down that
road.
And
to your point, Rob, this pick was from the Falcons originally, so they weren't even supposed to have this pick. So it is kind of like an extra pick. Like, we don't need anything. Maybe, you know, we do need to get the succession plan.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
that GM's done a hell of a job, man. Yeah, nobody really talks about Snead as much as, like, you always hear about Howie Roseman, but, man.
Yeah, it was an extra, yeah. Just, I don't know other than I defer to Sean McVay, but somewhere Dan Orlovsky is touching himself and will for the rest of the evening.
He's probably taking credit for Simpson going so high.
I would not have... I would not have believed that one. That's a head sewn to the carpet moment. But
all right, so the Ravens are their pick is in, and then the Bucks are on the clock. But Ravens could go. They could go Lemon.
I would like Sadiq here. I think it'd be fun.
He would fit.
I think it would be fun. They lost one of their tight ends to free agency. This could be a fun little. This could be a fun.
Andrews is getting a little older.
Andrews is getting old.
They need a weapon.
And Sadiq is a willing blocker. Like, he's not the best blocker, but he'll mix it up in there. And just the creativity that you could use him along with Lamar and Derrick Henry, I would like to see where. I just think this could be a fun little situation.
Okay. Bucks on the clock. Then it will be Jets again. They took David Bailey, number 2. And then Lions, Vikings, Panthers.
I'm still trying to process the...
And the Cowboys.
I'm still trying to process the...
Worst pick, Caden Proctor or Ty Simpson?
Well, I hate Caden Proctor, so...
Carnell Tate.
I'm going to say Caden Proctor, but the Ty Simpson one just shocks me. I can't hate on it, though, because, again, there's just certain guys that I just will defer to.
Okay, so here's a quarterback question for you. You're taking futures, Mendoza with the Raiders... or Simpson with the Rams.
Oh, my God. I honestly think I have to take the Simpson with the Rams.
Yeah, he'd be propped up.
I'm just a big believer of organizational, and I have no faith that the Raiders aren't going to screw that up. So, I just defer. You just defer. He is walking into such a good situation, and he's not going to have to play at least for a year. As I know, they extended Stafford, but, dude, those extensions mean nothing. Stafford is a year-to-year sort of guy. And I also wonder, too, if this means to Stafford that I'm done in a year. Like, to go with that...
Well, they've probably already talked about
that
it.
That would be my guess. And that this may just be the writing on the wall of, Matt, you got 1 year, we're going for this, but at the end of it, thanks for coming. You want to be done, and we're ready to move on.
You know who's upset right now? Stetsy Bennett.
He's got other things to worry about. He ain't the future there. Yeah. That's if you draft a guy 13, he will be the heir apparent. Unless he just is terrible in practice.
Oh, Tony Song.
With the 14th pick in the 2026 NFL Draft, the Baltimore Ravens select Olai Vivenga, Yawane, guard, Penn State.
Field Yates, player profile.
Vanga Ioane logged 32 starts and 44 career games at Penn State, taking at least 7 snaps at all 5 offensive line positions during his college career. His natural home, both in college and at the NFL level, is as a guard, as he is a great frame with thick, powerful cannon arms and a strong core. In a class that lacks blue chip players, he is not just one of the safest, but also one of the best. Over the past 2 seasons, Ioane did not allow a single sack. In 2025, he had 2 pressures allowed and just 1 penalty. He hasn't been called for a hold since the 2023 season. He's efficient in space, he's extremely powerful, and one of the most reliable prospects in the entire class.
Love it. It's a perfect fit. I know we were kind of thinking Sadiq, but the Ravens haven't had an elite guard since Marshall Yanda retired, and they lost their big stud center. Most people think that this is the best offensive lineman in the draft. It's just he plays guard, and guard isn't one of those premier positions. But there's not many elite premier positions left. And outside of maybe Sadiq at the top, this is the best guard in the draft. This is the best offensive lineman in the draft. And what do the Ravens always want to do? Play downhill bully ball. This just makes sense. This is a perfect Ravens draft pick.
Yeah, you can always count on the Ravens to just be smart.
Yep.
You know,
this is what they say, like, eat your vegetables. I know, you know, everyone wants their cake, and this is the Arizona Cardinals. Honestly, if you're the Cardinals, this is a better pick for you at 3. Maybe not from a value. That's a better pick. You have to bake the cake before you get to the icing. And for the Ravens, who already have a lot of the little toys to play with, this is plug this guy in at one of your guard spots, and for the next 10 years, it's great. And also, kudos to the NFL for waking up that the interior linemen are starting to get paid and being viewed as valuable. Because it used to be that it was, give me two elite tackles and then three whatever. And that look at what Gray Zabel did for the Seahawks line last year to stabilize it, and he's a better prospect than Gray Zabel.
All right, the Bucks pick is in. We'll get to that one next. Then it's the Jets, Lions, and Vikings as our NFL draft coverage continues. Here's Stephen with...
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Oh, Tani-san.
With the 15th pick in the 2026 NFL Draft, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Reuben Bain Jr., linebacker, Miami.
Well, the fall is over.
Okay. They've stopped doing the vignettes, by the way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, don't some guys just seem like they... He just seems like a Tampa Bay guy.
I can see that. I mean, big, physical... I was kind of thinking Buckley actually texted me and said, when does his slide end? I was thinking 17 to the Lions. They don't mind a good, like, pocket crusher. Obviously, the arms are a real thing, and people don't think he's big enough to play on the outside, and he's more of a power guy. I could see him being successful at a place where he doesn't have to be the best pass rusher. He can be, like I said, a power rusher where he just kind of crushes the pocket. And... he's a really talented guy. Again, it just comes down to his size. And so anyone that, you know, that said, well, arms don't matter. Well, they do matter. That's why, that's the only reason he's sitting there at 15 is he's viewed as having T-Rex arms.
And it's another win now team. And you throw that guy just in a mix of guys, as you said,
yeah.
Perfect kind of fit there where you don't have to rely on him to be your down, you know, every down guy to go after the rusher, pass rusher.
So makes sense.
All right. So that puts the Jets up next at 16.
The J-E-T-S, Jets, yeah. Jets, Jets.
A couple of big first-round picks for them. So they took David Bailey earlier, so they have their pass, or the edge rusher.
Yeah.
Maybe they go receiver?
Again.
Do they go corner?
This goes back to who's elite. So this is going to be the one guy. The one guy, and again, I don't know if this fits receiver need, but there's one player at the top of his position. Well, that's not true. Center. So the best center is still on the board, and the only other position is tight end. So do you go Mekhi Lemon here? Is this where Jermaine McCoy, if you're not concerned about his injury, former Oregon State and Tennessee corner? Or do you go with the last elite player at his position? Because the thing about Sadiq is more receiver than he is tight end. I mean, yeah, he's a willing blocker, but he's not really an inline tight end. He's a guy that you can split out and do some different things with. So do you take, whether it's Mekhi Lemon or do you go with Denzel Boston, or do you just say, hey, why don't we get, instead of the fourth best receiver, why don't we take the best tight end?
Yeah, I had to rack my brain to think about who the Jets quarterback was, and it's Geno.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, they got rid of Fields. Wait, is it Tyrod? Geno.
It's Geno.
Is Mike White back?
Well, if I'm Sadiq, I don't love that.
They still have Breece Hall, and they have Garrett Wilson, one of the Ohio State receivers. So
they did draft Mason Taylor last year, who did a little bit. So yeah. A tight end.
No, that's true.
So
maybe Mekhi Lemon on the other side.
Yeah.
Lemon and Wilson.
Yeah,
that's pretty nasty.
Yeah, I could see that.
Of course, Geno will throw 30 picks. Trying to throw it to him, but
so again, this is where the part of the draft,
especially if they're close in the end of the game, they're close. That's when I'll throw the interception.
It's just so hard because we're just, like I said, we're done with the elite guys. So now you're saying, all right, well, who's the third best corner? Who's the fourth best receiver on your board? And it's just really hard to know.
All right, so we're gonna get the Jets pick in here, and then we'll break. After that, Lions at 17, offensive line or edge rusher.
I would think offensive line would work. You know, maybe Freeling out of Georgia. You know, they lost Decker, and they are a Dan Campbell built team, physical up front. Otani-san.
Let's go to Pittsburgh.
The New York Jets select Kenyon Sadiq.
Ah,
there you go.
Tight end, Oregon.
Nice. Field Yates. Ah. Player profile.
It's not an exaggeration to say that Kenyon Sadiq, the tight end from Oregon, is one of the most athletic tight ends to come out of the NFL draft in the past 20 years. He was a three-year player for the Ducks and essentially a one-year starter on the offense. He led the team in special team snaps played in 2024 before leading all FBS tight ends in receiving touchdowns with 8 in 2025. Sadiq is a capable and willing blocker and run-after-catch force with 4.39 speed and a vertical jump of 43.5 inches at the combine. He did have 6 drops in 2025, but in the right scheme, he can be an absolute weapon to a talented offensive play caller.
All right. Yeah. Well,
and a guy that, again, I think that addresses some of your wide receiver need. And again, you mentioned Mason Taylor, but so many teams now are running more of these two tight end sets, and he's more than just a tight end. He's a guy that you can do multiple things with. I think he's a fun little kind of tool to play around with, and no offense to any of the other receivers, but I don't know how much of a difference there is between now a receiver you're going to get here or in the middle of the second round, and there is a giant gap between Stowers, the next tight end, in Vanderbilt, and Sadiq. So yeah. This again, from a value standpoint, this just made sense. If you're taking an offensive weapon, Sadiq is by far the best at his position compared to what else is out
there.
The
only problem was, as Field Yates said, he could be really good to the right play caller. Well, Frank Reich is the offensive coordinator for the Jets. So
no way. Frank Reich?
I had to look it up. And yeah,
they
had
Frank Reich?
It doesn't matter. That whole staff will be fired.
It doesn't matter.
That whole staff will be fired next year, and he'll get a whole new. The Jets are going to go with a new quarterback next year. This will be the worst team in the league. They'll have the best, one of the top two picks, whole new staff, and a brand new quarterback.
Who are the top two picks next year? Quarterbacks?
Well, it just depends. I mean, Arch Manning's going to be coming out. Dante Moore is going to be coming out. Supposedly, people think this is going to be a really, really good quarterback class.
Arch Manning to Kenyon Sadiq.
Could be. Or Dante Moore to Kenyon Sadiq.
Yeah, the Ducks connection.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll take a break. We may get one or two more in for you. The Lions pick is in at 17. Vikings on the clock at 18. NFL draft coverage continues on 105.1 The Fan.
Blake Miller, tackle, Clemson.
Field Yates, player profile.
Hello. Clemson right tackle Blake Miller is amongst the cleanest plug-and-play starters in the entire 2026 NFL draft. Miller was a four-year starter for the Tigers at right tackle, playing nearly 3,700 snaps and showing steady growth throughout his college career. He has very good size with a nearly 84-inch wingspan with light feet and an improved demeanor from his freshman through his senior season. He still needs to add more play strength that shows up in pass protection. Blake Miller has one of the higher floors this year's class.
Okay, so that was the Lions pick. We came in a little late. Oh, damn it.
I just wanted to put it in there.
Oh.
Well,
I didn't get a play, and that's the pick happened.
Hey, Blake Miller girlfriend, what do you think?
That's not sister?
No, I'm not sure. Well, actually, you're right. It might be sister. It looks just like the mom.
It could be O-line girlfriend too. You know, we don't always, you know. We always hit it out of the park.
That's not very nice.
Well, it's
by
true.
The way, that was the Make-A-Wish kid.
Yeah.
That was not Roger Goodell.
No.
Roger Goodell.
Knew the Lions were probably going to go tackle. Just didn't necessarily think this. Lots of other guys, at least 3 or 4 other tackles that are, in general, more highly thought of. But as they said, Blake Miller may be the safest. He's not going to be great, but he's plug-and-play ready. He will be their starter at right tackle from day one.
Okay, that puts the Vikings on the clock. And things are slowing down now, by the way, because their pick is... Oh, no, the pick is in. Okay. They just put the pick in. Panthers 19, Cowboys 20.
A lot of Thieneman, I've heard, is a fit here. They love rangy safeties.
Well, I think
they love white safeties. Harrison Smith's been there forever.
White safeties, yeah, and he's getting long in the tooth. Thieneman here would be a really good fit for the Vikings.
Isn't there someone? Caleb Banks.
Oh, they went Banks.
Well, I think there's someone breaking.
Oh, someone's breaking the picks
early, and he said Caleb Banks, but he's the Florida defensive tackle.
Yes,
to the Vikings, but I don't know if that's right.
Well, we're about to see.
Yeah, we are about to see.
Yeah, it was. They literally didn't warn me. They talked right through Roger Goodell on the broadcast.
They're cruising now.
Get it right. Goodell. All right, well, Caleb Banks, if he stays healthy, people think he can be the best defensive lineman in this draft. He just is never healthy. Freak athlete, huge size, great motor. I guess he's a really hard worker. He just hasn't played a lot, and because he's always hurt. So that is a ballsy pick. He is an enormous human being that moves really well. I think he only played like maybe two or three games at Florida last year. So this is 100%. We think we can turn him into something if we can keep him on the field.
You know who's getting really dragged right now?
Who?
I was just kind of checking the pulse, the vibes. Miami.
Oh.
And you hate Caden Proctor.
I hate him.
Caden Proctor.
A strong word, but you know.
You don't like him as a prospect.
I do not. And for a team that needs everything, and I mean everything,
well,
I...
You! That's why they're getting dragged, because they are now going to be linked to Caden Proctor, of course.
Yes.
But they also passed up Caleb Downs.
Yep.
That's why the Cowboys were going so crazy in their war room. It's like, dude, they gave us that pick to go get Caleb Downs. They could have easily used Caleb Downs or drafted Caleb Downs. But also Bain. So Downs, Bain, and Sadiq were all available, and they took Proctor.
Yeah.
That's why, and again, this is why the draft analysis is kind of stupid.
Mm-hmm.
No one knows. We don't know yet. Let's let it play out. But at the same time, that is teed up for Miami to be dragged for years.
And if you're taking a guy just because you think he's a bit of a project and he can turn into something, there's a guy at Arizona State, Inachar, there's this tackle at Arizona State that, again, he's played football for like 3 years, and he's like 6'6", 330, and he's a dancing bear. Phenomenal athlete. If you're just taking a guy because you think you can turn him into something, go with the athlete. Go Lamu out of Utah. I will never understand people that fall in love with big, slow-footed tackles. It just doesn't make any sense. He's my first guy on the whole draft that I said, if I had to say who's a bust, I'm just going to put a big circle on him. And I said, somewhere in the preseason, mark my words, your little notes, there will be a report out of Miami that he is really struggling and he can't stay in front of anybody. That'll be in camp preseason.
Hold on, let me put that in there. So right now I have 227, February 27th. Souk said Deion Sanders steps down October 17th, citing health reasons. Very specific. On April 7th, I said Jed Fish's next job will be worse than the UW job.
Which I love.
On the 17th of April,
Jed Fish gets me hot.
Steven and I both said Chauncey Billups will not serve time. You said Chauncey will serve time between 9 and 18 months. Now I'm going to add this one here before we sign off. 423. Souk.
Caden Proctor.
What did you say? Souk says Caden Proctor.
There will be reports out of training camp that he cannot keep anyone in front of him and that he's getting beat like a drum. The panic will set in halfway through training camp in Miami about him. It won't take long. He is going to get cooked by NFL edge rushers. Absolutely smoked around the edge.
Okay. I got it down.
And we'll start the, does he need to play guard? And if that's the case, take Ione, the guard out of Penn State, who's 10 times the player that Proctor is. Who's going to be a guard eventually.
Officially logged.
This is another reason I hate the Dolphins.
By the way, I got to report one other. So we got to go. So Carolina's pick is in, but who cares about the Panthers anyway?
Yeah.
One other sports note.
Sports.
Siege did it again tonight.
Yeah, a game winner, right?
Game winner.
Sort of. Yeah, like with 12 seconds left, he hit a shot over Josh Hart. Former Blazer over former Blazer.
Look at that. Blazer on Blazer Kern.
Siege.
Should never trade them both. Keep them both.
So he's hit the... You know, he's actually hit technically the game winner in all three games.
Huh?
But the first one didn't count because it was after the buzzer. It was at the half quarter. And then, although that I think that would have just tied it. But he hit the big one in game two, and now he's hit the big one in game three.
We need him back.
Why the hell did they trade him?
We need him back. We owe the GM bro an apology.
So you think Olshay is just sitting there, just like, oh.
Yep, him and Dan Orlovsky are touching really themselves sexy tonight.
All right, thanks for listening to our draft coverage. Guess what? More draft coverage coming up next. We're back tomorrow at 3:07 of Think at Night. Fred.
red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
But that's not all, folks.
Otani-san. Otani-san.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.